whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may arise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek. One thing that I desire of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me. And such as breathe out violence, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Somehow I get nervous still when I start speaking. So forgive me. Do you forgive me? For a long time, thank you. Okay. I'm just going to follow what the Lord is doing among us as a church. And when I prayed about this time, I felt God is asking me to deliver this word. I don't know how it will be, but I'm gonna say it anyway. And I'm sure God will give us understanding as a church. When I'm saying as a church means from here to there, you know. So it's not only one person or a leader or anything. It's all of us to understand this. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful. What we read, Psalm 27, and I will focus only in one verse, which is verse number 8. The whole chapter is wonderful, encouraging words, but In verse 8, and I will read it from the New Living Translation. It says, my heart has heard you say, so my heart heard you says, I lost it, come and talk with me. Okay, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Seek my face. Whose initiative is us or him? It's his initiative to make this connection. You said, seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I seek. But the New Living Translation says, you said, come to me and seek my face. Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming. And you could put a title for this message is a prayer call. Okay? It's a prayer call, but what's amazing is the prayer call is coming from God. It's coming from God. That He wants to pray. No, not to pray. He wants to connect with us. He wants to communicate with us. Normally, when we hear prayer, we say, this is prayer is the we come and, you know, with a list of things that we want to do and so on and so on. No. Here is God is saying, come to me, seek my face. And because you said, seek my face, your face, O Lord, I seek. Prayer. Okay. I tried to find a true meaning of prayer, and I found something very interesting, goes with what I'm sharing. Okay? So prayer, this is from teaching from Father Orthodox, Coptic Orthodox Father. His name is Matta al-Miskin. He's very, very, very deep in the Word of God. He's very deep in his spiritual life. Sometimes when I read his stuff, I was like, is this Arabic or English? You don't understand anything because he's very deep. If you want to reach his level, you have to be really, really, really focusing, not mind, it's spiritual, because he's talking about something really wow. So he explained prayer is like this. The true and the spirit-led prayer is a call and answer. The true and the spirit-led. The true and the spirit-led prayer. It's not the prayer that the tradition prayer. We're not talking about the tradition prayer. The tradition prayer, we have a meeting in Wednesday, and we come to pray Sunday. We're not talking about this kind of prayer. We're talking about true spirit-led. I'm sure. When we come here and pray together, we have a prayer, a spirit-led prayer. But we're talking about a lifestyle of a true spirit-led prayer. The true and spirit-led prayer is a call and answer. God is calling. God is calling, and we, man, answer. Hallelujah. So it's an invitation, kind of, from God to come to His presence and to communicate with Him. And He takes the initiative and He sends the invitation. God of glory, God Almighty, is sending each one of us invitation saying, come to me, seek my face. And our response is, your face, O Lord, we seek. Okay? This definition of prayer depends on very important fact. Prayer will not reach its peak of power and true connection with God unless we reach, during this time we come to God, okay, the highest level of recognition of ourselves. Okay. Because I read it 100 times, so I understand it. So I'm going to repeat it again. And I'll repeat it very easily. I hope that we can get it. It's amazing. Okay. So true prayer, true spiritual prayer, is that we come to the presence of God. And during this time when we come to the presence of God, we cannot reach the peak of the power of prayer and connection with God unless we recognize who we are. We see who we are. And when we see who we are, we discover two things. We discover who we are like what Isaiah did when he came to the presence of God and saw God Almighty in his throne and angels around him singing, "Holy, holy, holy." What did Isaiah discover about himself? That he is what? That he is unclean and have unclean lips, and he lives among unclean people. Yes, he recognized, woe me, I am ruined because I see myself that I am unclean. When he reached that level of recognition about himself, he will see now more and more the power and the love of God of redeeming, the redemption power of love, saying, okay, now you know about yourself that you are unclean, that you are ruined in my presence. Now, I will send the power of redemption, the love that appeared in the cross, that cleans your heart, that cleans your lips, that cleans your eyes, that cleans your everything in your being. I will fix you in that place. I will fix you. Don't worry. You are unclean. You have unclean lips. But I will fix you in my presence. In this time of prayer, I recognize myself. The highest recognition, the highest level of recognition about myself. I know who I am in his presence. And when I know that, all what can I do is just to fall in his presence, under his feet and say, woe me, I'm ruined. I cannot stand. No one can stand. If I challenge you now, can you stand in the presence of holy, the most holy one? No one can stand because all of us have unclean lips. We are ruined in his presence. When we come to his presence, we have the highest level of recognition about ourselves. Second thing we recognize about ourselves, but this we need the help of the Holy Spirit and the image of Jesus Christ. Okay. The first one, Isaiah. Second one, David. When he says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. What? Fearfully and wonderfully made. In his presence, we reach that level of recognition about ourselves that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. How? With the power of the Holy Spirit that renew us. Not only that, but we have to see ourselves through Jesus Christ. If I am looking at this mirror, I will see a bald man, gray hair, and long nose. What are you doing here? You know? I will hate myself. If I turn this to Isam, no, I'm just kidding. He's the most handsome. No, I'm just kidding. If I turn this to Jesus Christ, I see Jesus. And through him, I will look at myself again. No problem now. No. I will look at myself now, not seeing my sin again, but I see Jesus. I see, hallelujah, I see the image that I was created to be before sin. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see myself before sin. Before I was corrupted by sin. And this is fearfully and wonderfully made. Where I find this? In His presence. In the true Spirit-led prayer. The true Spirit-led prayer. And again, I'm not talking about the tradition prayer. I'm talking about coming to His presence, which is, I believe, that God is leading us as a church to shake off the traditions and everything that's stopping us from experiencing true Spirit-led prayer. I will see myself through Jesus. بوجه مكشوف, with open face. I'm not worried about my sin again. I'm not worried about the past. I'm not worried about the things that I did half an hour ago. I'm not worried because I see it through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus Christ that makes me see it fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care about what I did. Because He said it, you are forgiven. He said it, you are forgiven. He said it. He said it. And I receive it now. I receive it now. He's asking us to come to seek His face. Not to scare us, but to see something that I look for. Okay, now I think I fixed my bald hair. I need to work on my behavior, my walk with Christ, my time with Him, my reading Bible, my ministry, my relationship with my family, my daughter, my son, my wife. My relationship with my work colleagues, I need to work on that. But where can I find the example? Where can I find the example that I have to follow? I have to look at this mirror in the presence of God. I see Jesus, and I follow His example. I know that it could be more of a Sunday school class. Very simple. But this is the word that God put in my heart. It's just simple. Come to His presence. Hear His invitation. Come to His presence. Seek His face. Seek His face. And let His face shine. Reflect His glory into your face. You will be changed. I will be changed. We will be changed. You know what? The world will be changed. The world will be changed. I'm not sure how many of you heard or watched the wedding of Prince Harry and I don't know her name. Really, I don't. He married a woman. I don't know her name. Bishop, I don't know also the bishop's name. Thank you. I think he's American, yeah? Yeah. Okay. He preached about love 13 minutes ceremony, right? And he concluded everything about love. And the world was watching. I was like, oh, hallelujah, praise God. Everyone is hearing about the love of Jesus. They came to watch Prince Harry and his wife, thank you. His wife. But now they hear about the love of Jesus. And he said something very important. The most important discovery in the history was? No. Fire. Fire. Because without fire, you cannot run a car. You cannot cook, you cannot do this and that. And, you know, fire is the most important. I agreed with him. You know, fire is the most important discovery. Because without fire, you cannot do anything. And he said the same. The second most important discovery we should discover is love. Because when we discover love, everyone, can you imagine? Iran loving America. Can you believe it? Mr. Trump loving, what's his name? Thank you. And Sisi loving, what's his name? The Ikhwan guy, Mohammed Morsi. And you cannot both those two together. It's impossible. They hate each other. Can you imagine they discover love? I believe they will put their weapons down and they start interact with each other. Can I add a third discovery? Being in the presence of God. Being in the presence of God. The most important discovery of a believer. If a believer, if a Christian, if a follower of Christ discover being in his presence and seeking his face, everything will be changed. I will be changed. I will be changed. My wife will be changed because I am changed. Jonathan will be changed because I am changed. Sarah will be changed because I am changed. Their family, future family, will be changed because they are changed. And you will be changed. And your family will be changed. Amen? In the presence of God. Through Spirit-led prayer. Seek my face. I don't know where I finished here. When I come to this place of glory, experience glory, let me give you this picture. I just imagined it when I was preparing. Normally we when we come to a traditional prayer, we come with an agenda, yeah, with a list. I want you to bless the church. This is a good prayer, yeah, but this is a spiritual prayer, yeah. I want you to bless the church. I want you to so and so and so and so with a list, yeah. I want you to bless me at my work. I want you to give me a house. I want you to raise my salary. I want you to, you know, all this kind of prayer. When I come with this list, I come to his presence and I see his face and I compare his face with my face. You know what I mean? It's not like my physical face, but with my status, my being, like Isaiah. Woe me, I'm ruined. Yeah? When I compare this, I will have two choices, or I have two options. Shall I continue to pray for my list, or I pray for change? I know that you're a spiritual people because you're here on Sunday. So what do you think you will pray for first? I need a change. Yeah? I need to change myself. I need you to change me. I need you to fix me. And I remembered when Jesus said, seek first the kingdom, and then all this, when I come to his presence in a true spirit-led prayer, and I am facing his glory, I can see his glory. All what I need is to become more like Jesus, is to see Jesus King in my life. And I forget, really, true, really, I will forget about the list I'm coming with. I don't care about salaries now. I don't care about having a house or not. I don't care. I care about fixing my image to become more and more like Jesus. Can you say amen? But when you said amen, you said amen, you know? It's like, you know, you said amen, but he's listening. And you said amen. That can change your life upside down. Again, I believe that. I believe that he's here. I believe that I can feel that he's here. Okay? One day I was reading a book called Winning God's Way. It was 95 or 96, I can't remember the exact year, but I know that it was during the 2 years. And I read about missionaries going to Africa and to the Amazon and the mountains and getting sick and died because of taking the gospel into a remote village and getting malaria and exposing their life into danger to take the gospel into the remote, you know, to the unreached. And I was like, when I read this book, I remember I was going from my city to Alexandria in Egypt in a train. When I read this book, I said, wow, I want to be like this. I don't want living like a Christian, normal Christian life. I want to be like this. And then I finished the book. I put it away. And then 2008, I was invited to do a school in Jordan for a month. I met a wonderful lady there. And she invited me to do another school for 5 months to train, to be trained as missionary. And when I was doing the school, the long school, 5 months school, I knew her more, and we kind of connected, and we love each other. I proposed, and she agreed. I don't know how, but she did, and we got married. And we went, but when I was doing the school, they asked us to read a book called God's Winning Way, Winning God's Way. And I recognized that the mission that I joined are the same people that I was reading. And after 2 years, God answered the prayer that I want to be like those people. And then I went to Africa, and I was crazy in Africa, and I went and did all those kind of crazy stuff. Not to be crazy, but I wanted to serve him. I wanted to take the gospel to the unreached. I just remembered, this is have to do with prayer. I'm not just sharing the stories, just to share the stories. I remembered a few days ago, one time we went to a village in a mountain, very, very, there is no roads, no cars goes there. You have to climb the mountain. In the morning, you climb the mountain. There is a trail, yeah? So you find your way and you go up. We went, me and my friend, we went up to the mountain. We finished what we wanted. We did a prayer up in the top of the mountain, and we met some people in villages and stuff. And as we're coming back, it became dark, and we lost our trail. And it was nowhere to be found. Where we go from here? We try this way, and we are still lost. It's nothing. And we try this way. It's nothing. Until we reached a place that is like 10 feet, or maybe more. It's like 15 feet high. And we said, okay, we can jump this. So we jumped into this cliff. And we, because from there we could see the town or the city, so we jumped and went, and you know, we continued until the first village. They asked us, you came from this place? I said, yes, we came from this place. They said, this is a minefield. So we went through a minefield without knowing that it's a minefield. And I was like, So the prayer of God protect me works, even without knowing. Without knowing. But this, it's so simple. Just say it. God, I want you to go to your business. I'm seeking your face today. And he will take it. And he will take you to his presence. And he will you will discover the glory of God. Say amen. Prayer is standing in the presence of the Creator by the power of the Holy Spirit. Prayer standing in the presence of the Creator by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we see ourselves through the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to see where I reached. Okay. Joseph, I studied the life of Joseph to prepare for this. And a few points quickly. Joseph received two dreams for himself. Okay? So there was a communication between him and God, right? And God chose to speak to him through dreams. Yeah? So he was in a true spirit-led prayer, which means he was in the presence of God. Amen? Do you agree with me? So he was in a true and spirit-led prayer lifestyle because God spoke to him and he listened through dreams. So he gave him the dreams. He gave him two dreams. God was with Joseph and he made him successfully. The Bible says, right? He was with him and everything he do prospered because he was successful. Why? The reason is God with him through spirit-led prayers lifestyle. He's living in the presence of God. God is with him. He's living in the presence of God. Joseph feared God not to sin with the wife of his boss. She emptied the house to sin with him. I was like, wow, that's amazing. She emptied the house. No one was with them. No one was watching. But he said to her, how do you want me to sin against who? Against God. She was like, we're alone. You are alone because you decided to be alone. But I'm not alone. I am living in the presence of God all the time. This is why she wants to sin, and because no one is there. She cannot see anyone. But he sees God. And he says, I can't. I see him. I see him. I can't do this. How do you want me to do this and sin against God that he is with me? He feared God because he was living a true spirit-led lifestyle prayer. Joseph wasn't present. That's amazing. Joseph was in the prison. Because of accusation, because of false accusation, he was thrown into prison. And in the prison, he saw two people sad. And he was like,
Why do you look like this?
Come on, Joseph. You are in prison too. You have the same bad circumstances like them.
No.
I turned this prison into a true spirit-led prayer place, a dwelling place to the Most High. So if you're suffering from depression because what you're going through, I don't have to, because I have the Most High with me. He turned that place, he turned every place he goes to into that dwelling place of the presence of God. He turned any place, the deep, the well. He was thrown into deep well, empty, but he was peaceful. He was not young. Hey, help, help. No. He was there, waiting. Hallelujah. Joseph, he has the willingness. He was willing to serve other when he was suffering too, because he was living the true spirit-led prayer lifestyle. Joseph helped Pharaoh to understand his dream. And Pharaoh said things about him that I can see. Not only you now, Joseph. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not only you that you can see God. Pharaoh sees that God is with you. When he said, he explained the dreams, and he said, you need someone to manage the wheat and the crops and everything, and to save some for the second 7 years. He said, where we can find someone have more wisdom more than you? You will be the second. And he gave him the authority because he was living the true spirit. Let's say it with me. He was living what? The true spirit-led prayer lifestyle. Hallelujah. God made him to forget every pain, every trouble in his life. God made him to forget anything that bad happened to him, and to give him the recognition that I, even in my misery land, I'm fruitful. This is why he named his second son Ephraim. What's amazed me through all the story of Joseph, the Bible didn't mention, and Joseph prayed. Daniel prayed, and the Bible says Daniel prayed. Jonah prayed from the well, and the Bible said that Jonah prayed. But the Bible didn't say that Joseph prayed. But he lived a true spirit-led life, prayer lifestyle, because he was living in the presence of God, seeking his face constantly. You know it. All the time, seeking his face, coming to the presence, the dwelling place of God, and seeking his face. I will end up with this song, and then I will invite the worship team. Can you please come? A guy from Egypt wrote a song. I translated it to English. I'm going to read it for you as the music playing. I want to honor his life because he passed away. I want to honor this man. He was young. He was only 20-something years. And he died in a car accident. But he wrote one song. And this one song, everyone sang it in the Arabic world. And thousands of people were blessed because of this song. It's called, and it helped me tremendously. when I was going through hard time. So he wrote this, which is, I lost it. No, it's here. It's, Lord, hear my prayer and answer me. Come and visit my life and fill me with fire. My desire is to see your glory. My hope is to see you. Even if the last door is closed, I will still touch the hem of your garment. You are the healer of my soul. You are the healer of my body. You are my doctor. You are my great God. You are my God. With you, nothing is impossible. Even when I am dead, you bring me back to life. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. You are my Jesus, the Redeemer. You are the giver of life. You are my rescuer. And in you, my life is protected in your hand. You give me peace. In you, I am safe. You take any fear. I only need to hear your voice. I only need your voice. My purpose in life is to please you and fear you. My desire is to see your glory. My hope is to see you. Even when the last door is closed, I will touch the hem of your garment. يا رب اسمع صلاتي. This man expressed his desire to see the glory of God. And I believe that God see that it's too much desire that I can fulfill here on earth. I believe that he chose him to be with him. He prayed from all his heart to see his face, to see his glory. He said, you know what? I'm going to do like what I did with Enoch. I will take you with me to see the glory of God, to see me face to face. It's an invitation. It's an invitation for each one of us to seek his face. Can we stand together? It's an invitation to live in the presence of God, to move when he moves, to live where he lives, to be where he is being. In Acts 17:28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. We move. His presence will move with us. We live. His presence will live with us. I believe when we come to the presence of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross that teared the curtain, the separation from upside down, to open the way for us to enter to the holy place. I believe that this invitation is here and now for each one of us to come into his presence and not to feel his glory. To see his face. To see his face. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Your face we seek. Oh Lord. We seek your face. Oh Lord. We come with our unclean lips. Our unclean life. Our unclean hearts. And we know that you're not going to send an angel anymore. You're going to send the power of the cross, the power of your blood, your son's blood, Jesus Christ, to clean us. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord, for the fullness of recognition and revelation about who we are in you. Who we are in you. Sons and daughters, beloved sons and daughters of the Holy One. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.